All right, sorry about that. We had to. This is gonna be part two of my exclusive interview with the one and only King Dominator, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back from the slight commercial break, I guess you want to call it. Welcome back to the It's Dangerous Side of Talk show. I am here with the one and only King Dominator. Oh,
I'm here. Dominator's here.
I meant to say. The new BPW Universal Champion, the great King Dominator.
Yeah, great one.
All right, now, before we was recently interrupted, I want to know what are you and the Wolfpack's plans for 28 for the rest of 2018?
Was our plan to be successful, to try to be the top faction and try to be the best faction in backyard wrestling as well. Let's try doing that in backyard wrestling because I believe the Wolfpack is on top in KW, ASW, and it's almost on the top in BPW, almost. We're trying our best. We took over twice, I believe, because we won our matches twice in two shows. We took over ACW. We took over BPW once. No, twice, actually. I think we took over ACW one time. I'm not sure, but it could be two, maybe. But yeah. We're going to try to impress a lot of fans that we are here to prove that we are number one.
Now, we'd like to get to this part now. Before we was interrupted, we were talking about Riley Bates. He said some intense words about Trey Danger. And after I asked you these next couple of questions, I gave Mike Lawson, I don't know if you listened to it, but I gave Mike Lawson the chance to address you and address the BPW universe. And I'm going to give you that same opportunity to address the BPW universe and to address Mike Lawson. So I still have a few more questions to ask you. All right. What do you, how do, what do, how do you feel in being, how would you, when you first heard that you were the new Universal, then you took it from you took it from AJ Creed. I mean, the man is silent. Okay, so when you eliminated Creed, how did you feel when that announcer came up and said, "And the new BPW Universal Champion King Dominator," when that was called? What was you thinking when you heard that you were the new Universal Champion?
I never knew I could beat him. It was like, okay, it was a triple threat match, right? It was for the Universal Champion and the World Championship. And I guess I just wanted to win championships that bad, so I did what I needed to do. I beat both of them clean. It was clean. There was no Wolfpack by the side. There was no Wolfpack helping me. I could do things on my own. I don't, be honest, I'm not, no offense from the Wolfpack. I don't need them by my side. I could do this alone. Because I'm always a person that could do things. Like, I don't need people's help. Like, Trey Danger, he don't need no one's help to win matches. But, you see, I eliminate both of them to win those two titles. And to earn those opportunities, at first, before anything, I had to do a 3-on-1 handicap match. If I don't beat Execution, I don't be in the Universal Championship match. If I beat him, I am in the Universal, which that happened, and I beat all three members in the execution. Like, it was Like, I didn't handle Wolfpack by myself. I was like,
And we got word in the back that Mike Lawson had something to do with that. So at this time, I'm not going to give you the chance to address the BPW universe and to address Mike Lawson. Everyone's been waiting to hear your thoughts. Everyone's been waiting to hear your response to what he said on my talk show a couple of days back. So, King Domino, you now have the floor.
Okay, what? Okay, like my thoughts about him. Want me to give him my thoughts about him?
No. He addressed the BPW universe and he addressed you individually. So I'm going to give you that same opportunity to address him and address the BPW universe as well. So I'm giving you the floor so you can address both.
All right. Okay. So let me go for the BPW universe first. So people did not know. Two titles basically, and one of them I won it, the world championship twice, universal championship, in ACW. I'm here to be the best there is in BPW, or basically anywhere I go, because, you know, I'm all about that person winning. And when I lose, I can dust myself off and still get back in the game and still try my best. See, because some people think that I don't have what it takes to beat people that are, but what they don't realize, I don't fear nobody. You know what? To be honest, I don't even fear Mike Lawson. That's why I beat him in that last man standing match. You know what? Let me address Mike Lawson. You beat me and all that stuff. You keep on trying to get in my head, but we all know that you don't got any balls to accept the fact that I'm better than you. You always want to say that you're better than me, but let's be honest here. You know, I know, everyone else in the whole BPW universe knows that I'm better than you. You just say that you're better than me because you just don't want to admit that I'm better than you. You see, that's why I achieve everything. That's why I achieve a lot of titles in BPW. That's why I achieve a lot of titles in ACW. I didn't achieve a lot of titles in ACW. I only achieved one title in BPW, and that was basically standard, but still. I actually defended the BPW World Heavyweight Champion in a 30-man Royal Rumble match, and I eliminated everybody. That should be impressive. I'm pretty sure Mike Lawson, you can't do the same. You can't basically beat the best faction there is, Execution, by yourself. They will embarrass you. And, you know, when Execution Wolfpack is over, the rest of Execution basically have a problem with Mike Lawson. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that have a problem with him. But there's other people that do, because you're basically saying that you're better than everyone in the whole locker room. You're saying you're better just because you're the chairman of W. You think you're better than everyone? You think you can make up big matches? See, I knew you screwed me at that first time. When Finn Balor cashed in his Break the Bank briefcase, when I had a 5-star match against Danger, and I was hurt. You send Finn Balor to do your dirty work. This is where we have started our feud because you your life, ruining my career, trying to ruin my career. When I, you know, you can't handle back or whatever, wrestle. If you want a match against me, Mike, you got it. Because, like I said, I don't back down from any challenge. I'm aggressive, one tough SOB. You know what?
Hold on, Sydney. I can't be here right now. Yes. Oh, no.
That's my address.
Dang.
Can I
put it in there?
Hold on one second. I ain't saying that. I think it did. Check the kitchen table. Go get a smell. So close back. All right. King Dominant, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Dangers and Stardom Talk show.
No problem. I'm happy to be here.
It has been an electrifying turn of events for the road to Mayhem Mania, and we will see you at the next minor pay-per-view in a few weeks. BPW Crash Lane. This has been Trey Danger along with King Dominator. We will see you at the next pay-per-view. Remember what I said? You heard it? You hear the hit? King Dominator, you got something to say before we leave, man? All right, man. As always, keep it PG. And remember, we live, we hate, we live in dangerous fate. And I will see you guys.